From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at Memorial Hall on the campus of the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. That's so nice. We are so happy to be back here on the campus of UNC in Chapel Hill. We are delighted that we are going to be joined later on this show by one of Chapel Hill's most beloved residents, Ms. Elizabeth Edwards, is going to be with us right here. So excited. She's been here so long. She's a fixture here in town. We're looking forward to talking to her about the local fauna of the area. You know, for example, the famous local weasel. But first, it's your turn. Give us a call. What? The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, everyone. Wait, wait, don't tell me.
Hello, Peter.
Hi, who's this?
This is Hari Chengalup.
Hey, Hari. Where are you calling from?
Chicago.
Hey, Chicago. We're away from Chicago. How are things there?
Very good.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're glad to be here because here, you know, you really get to enjoy just the way the moss grows in the back of your neck. It's really, you don't get that in Chicago, so we're happy to be away. Hari, welcome to the show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a humorist and the author most recently of Alphabet Juice, Mr. Roy Blunt, Jr.
Hello, Roy.
Hey, how you doing?
Next, say hello to an editor and blogger for the Houston Chronicle, Ms. Kiri O'Connor.
Hi, Kiri.
Next, it's a television personality, a contributor to CBS Sunday Morning, and someone who will be appearing in Broadway Bears at New York's Rosemont this very Sunday, Mr. Mo Rocca.
Hey, Mo.
Hari, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle will start us off with three quotations from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain two of them. If you do that, you'll win our prize, Carl's voice and your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Sure am.
Here is your first quote.
In a soccer match, people may become excited, and there may be confrontation between the people and the police force. These are not problems.
That was a man saying that the massive popular protests in the street against his apparently fraudulent reelection really aren't anything more than just, you know, people getting overexcited the way they do. What country are we talking about?
Iran.
Exactly right.
It would be Iran.
Ahmadinejad. People in Iran began to believe that the recent presidential election had been fixed when Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the nutty hardliner incumbent, claimed he had gotten the overwhelming support of the elderly Jews of Palm Beach County, Florida. Millions of Iranians took to the streets, often at real risk to their lives, to protest the election. Now, while people are getting excited about the prospect of real democratic reform in that country, other more realist voices are pointing out that the other candidate, Mayor Hossein Mousavi, isn't much better than Ahmadinejad in many ways. But in fact, they're very different. For example, Ahmadinejad denies the Holocaust ever happened. Mousavi agrees, but says he really enjoyed Schindler's List. That's progress. Ahmadinejad once famously said that there are no gay people in Iran. Mousavi says, well, back in college, he knew some guys who were bi-curious. So small steps of progress is what we're looking at.
I've just now enabled myself to pronounce Ahmadinejad.
Ahmadinejad.
So I would have voted for him for that reason.
Really? Just because you don't want to have to learn somebody else.
I know it's selfish, but I'm sorry.
Right. I understand. Now, one of the things that's going on, of course, is that there's a lot of political debate here in America about what President Obama should do. Because on the one hand, there are those, including President Obama, who thinks that it's important to remain neutral. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, you know, I mean, the Iranians look at America like teenagers look at their parents. Whatever we want, they're against, right? But the Republicans and conservatives are saying, no, 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 you have to stand up and say you're for the protesters and against Ahmadinejad, as if simply by picking a side, he will miraculously make them win. Mm-hmm. Much like he did for the UNC men's basketball team. Mm-hmm. During the tournament, that being his power. All right, very good, Hari. Your next quote is actually a series of quotes. It's a bunch of media figures going a little gaga. First, let's hear from David Gregory of NBC News.
You just have to appreciate the concentration and the precision.
Now let's hear from ABC's Chris Cuomo.
Look at the hand coming up. The poise, the cupping, and the quick slap. Just knocked it away. Very rare.
Finally, thanks for the sound effect.
Uh-huh.
Finally, here's CBS's Chris Ragg.
The president is a ninja.
Those quotes, as collected by the Conservative Media Research Center, were all in response to the amazingly effortless way President Obama did what during a TV interview?
Played exterminator-in-chief by swatting a fly.
Yes, he did. He did. First, he was being interviewed by CNBC in the White House, and the president noticed a fly buzzing around him, so he first waited as the fly was drawn to him, as all living things naturally are. Then wham! He crushed that fly just the way he's going to crush capitalism, with a smile. And yes, the media went a little nuts over it. They praised Obama for his fly hunting skills, taking it as a challenge to his own manhood. Dick Cheney went out and shot another lawyer in the face. I'm a ninja too.
That's right. Actually, Dick Cheney did that same fly thing with his tongue.
All right.
And also, he picked it up after a lot of people wouldn't know.
He picked it up?
He did, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
The President of the United States picked it up. And what did he do? With it?
Handed it to an aide. They're going to have it stuffed, I believe. And,
mounted.
All right, very good. Here, Hari, is your last quote.
At least Jay Leno has interesting people. This schmuck has nobody. You know what a schmuck means in Jewish?
That was one of the 20 or so protesters who showed up in a Manhattan street this week. They were protesting whom?
That would be David Letterman.
Yes, David Letterman. It was, in fact, the greatest feud between a politician and a comedian since Richard Nixon and Artie Johnson fought over the onion dip backstage at Laugh-In. But it ended, finally, when David Letterman offered an unprecedented apology to Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. She accepted. Letterman's joke about Alex Rodriguez, quote, knocking up Palin's daughter, unquote, at a Yankee game went awry when it turned out Governor Palin brought her innocent 14-year-old daughter to the game, not the more worldly 18-year-old. It's not Bristol, it's Willow. It's the kind of mistake you make while you're picking out Martha Stewart brand house paints. Carl, how did Hari do in our quiz?
Hari was perfect, Peter. Three correct answers, so Hari, you win our prize.
Ooh.
Well done, Hari.
Thanks, Peter.
Keep Chicago safe. We'll be back soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.